Welcome to Living Way Church as we are being transformed by the Word of God through another dynamic message. Now join us to hear what God has to say as our service is already in progress.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fuzzy command to internal.
Engines off. Opening main door. Wow! This is amazing! Look, over there! Let's go!
Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And he's living in my heart. Even when the world goes dark, I can shine, shine, shine in the night. I can shine my light. I can shine my light.
You guys having a good day?
Me too.
Yeah. So I'm so excited because I'm here representing the city of Michigan City and all of the kids and all the family and all the youth that we are bringing Vacation Bible School back. And I've been working with Pastor Dave and Lisa from New Creation, who've been doing this for like over 8 years or something. I don't even know. They've mastered this. And I've had the honor to be passed the baton of director of VBS. So we're working together, and there's awesome things. And the coolest part is we're getting a lot of things done, and this is going to be a very excellent program. But the thing behind this program is the unity and the, sorry, get emotional because it's awesome, but the unity and the knowledge and revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this VBS, we're going to outer space. It's going to be stellar, and we are learning how to shine Jesus's light in a dark world. And how many of you know we all need that, and our kids need that? So as we gather and as we prepare for this, I'm asking for your prayers and support, first and foremost, because we are leading this thing with prayer and praise going in, relaunching this VBS. But I also want to let you know about the opportunities you have. We are collecting donations for VBS. So our program does feed children dinner for 5 days in a row, and then after dinner, they go to VBS, and they get to connect with their leaders and build relationships there, and just they hear the gospel. They're going to hear the whole story of Jesus and how he sent the disciples out, and learn how that really affects and changes their life, and they're going to be given the opportunity of salvation. And I'm like, for that alone, the salvation alone, that's why we're doing this. So if you want to give, there's a flyer in your bulletin, but you can give. We have our envelopes you can give to missions and just specify VBS. We're estimating that if you want to sponsor a child, it'll be $25. So that $25 covers their whole week of lessons, their whole week of dinner, and background things for us to prepare for that. So we appreciate any way you can give. We also still have room on our team. It's a very big program. We're going to probably see about 150 kids there, and we do this with excellence. We have security team. We have people in every area that you can imagine because they do this well. They've done this for a long time, so we want to keep that excellence. So we are asking for volunteers if you're interested in any area, whether it's serving food, security, teaching, doing crafts, whatever it is, you let me know. We do have a sign-up sheet at the Connect Center, and you can also email me. My phone number and email are both on those flyers, so feel free to check that out. But I appreciate you all for that and giving me your time this morning. And I also want to pray just over the kids. We're going to go to Sunday school and do kids' church. So Pastor Vic helped me remember. It's not Sunday school. It's kids' church. So we're going to Kingdom Kids. So if you just want to pray with me over these kids right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful morning. I thank you for the kids that you allow to come into our lives that we may teach them, but they also teach us along the way, Lord. So I just pray a blessing over them and their families, and pray that we have a great day today. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, follow me to Kids Church.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Listen, today is Mission Sunday. It's our LWC 2023 Mission Impact. And in your bulletin, you have this, all right? And this is shown what this church has done to make an impact over the last year. All right, so we're going to go over some of these things. But man, I'm telling you, it is such an honor to be part of a church where you do the word. Amen. The Bible tells us not just be hearers only, but be doers of the word. And listen, I want to tell you, we are making an impact in our city. You know, this citywide VBS shutdown during COVID, that was the last one. And there's like 10 churches that get involved. They've done it for years. But listen, LWC is stepping it up and moving into that position to really reawaken that great outreach. So we're making a great impact in that. And you can look over some of these things. We're going to do our local missions first, okay? And we want to stand to our feet and welcome Harry Holkamp, the homeless shelter director. And he's going to speak to us for a bit. As me.
Good morning, LWC. Oh, center. Oh, sorry. Okay. Good morning, LWC. My name is Harrison Holtkamp. Please call me Harry. I'm the executive director of Interfaith Community PADS. We run the only emergency shelter in all of LaPorte County. And I'll tell you what, LWC has really, really come through for us. I was blown away. I'm still blown away. You guys are donating about 60 hours a month to our program, volunteering in the program on a weekly basis. And I see so many faces. People who volunteer in our program, donate to our program, raise your hands. Now, guys, these aren't monthly donors. These are weekly donors. These people come in on a weekly basis, and they work their shifts, and they help us create this wonderful atmosphere. In the past year, we've done a phase two fundraiser to get new windows in the building. And you guys have helped with over $6,000 for that. And the windows look great. How do the windows look? Wonderful. they look great. And we can finally see outside. We never got to see outside before. The windows were opaque. They stood behind the original stained glass. So they were sun beaten. They turned white. We knew it was daylight, but we didn't know what the sun looked like. We were so proud to have that, the daylight coming into our building. I want to talk about something that I've done wrong. I write grants a lot, and in my narratives, I talk about self-sufficiency for our clients. Our guests need to be self-sufficient. We put them on the road to self-sufficiency, and I think that's wrong. That's not what we do. Our guests come to us by themselves, alone, and they join our group, and we connect them to services, and we connect them with volunteers like yourselves and with our staff and such. We don't want them to be self-sufficient. We want them to join our community. We are creating community. You guys are helping us create this community for these individuals who are down in their luck, who couldn't string it together, who have had some health issues, who have some mental health issues, who have some addiction issues, or maybe all the above. The community is coming together. And when they get into their own place, they may be paying their bills on their own, but we're still there to help them. We are. We're their church family. We're their outside of home family. We are their friends. We are their neighbors. We are their community. That's what we're creating. And the writing was on the walls the whole time, and I never seen it. It's in my name, Interfaith Community. Crazy, just crazy. Again, God is wonderful. He showed me this week and just made my head spin. We create community, and we do it with you guys, and we so much appreciate it. I don't want to take too much time. There's so many other wonderful groups and organizations that you guys support that I want to see and learn about. But thank you so much for helping us out. We really, really do appreciate it. If you need to reach us in the back of the church, there's applications to volunteer. There's also a quick QR code. You can sign up for our newsletter and find out all about us. We send out probably 3 to 4 email blasts a month and just telling you what we do, how we do it, and you know, just showing you different things about us. So thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it.
Stay up here just a minute, if you don't mind, Harry. Listen, I want to tell you how proud of, you know, we are to have you serving this mission. And I want to tell you, this man's a pastor. He wouldn't call himself that, but he is a pastor. And the way he cares for, he calls them his guests, which I love. You know, the Bible says, Jesus says, I was a stranger and you invited me in. And it's these people that don't have a home that Harry invites in and loves on them. And listen, he not only loves on them, but he brings correction when needed. But we are blessed and honored to be partnering with you, Harry. It has brought life to our church. It's brought a sense of community here, right? And listen, we want to present you with a $3,000 check. Yeah. Yeah. And just know we are on board.
Appreciate it.
We are on board and we love you. Let's stretch out our hand, can we? Father, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for what he represents. We thank you, Lord, that he's a man of integrity, but he is a man of selfless love. Thank you, Lord, for how you're touching people and building community among his guests, our family, Lord, our brothers and sisters. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, we love you, Harry. All right, I'm going to ask Andy and Diane to come up, and I'm going to have you guys go on up here, though, if you don't mind.
Yes, they just stand on Harry's shoulder.
It's always hard to follow Harry because he has such a great word. It won't be so hard for Diane to follow me in a couple seconds. But so I wanted to come up and talk about one of our ministries, the grocery ministry, better known as Love in a Bag. It was started about 9 months ago. It's a ministry for people who need food short term. When I say short term, a lot of people, they shouldn't have to make the choice between putting gas in their car, taking care of their kids, and getting food. And a lot of times, there's a lot of people who probably go hungry out there or don't get the sustenance that they need. And this is what this program is all about, was getting food to people on a short-term basis. If you need a long-term food solution, there's a lot of programs out there that Harry can introduce you to. But there's a lot of people who need short-term care, and that's what, you know, we're here trying to provide. All the food's purchased at Aldi's. The people who are available to get this, it's definitely, I want to make sure everyone knows, it's available to LWC members as well as anyone that we know that we want to minister to and get them groceries. If you're an LWC member, you just need to fill out the form. It's very confidential. There's no shame in this program. You just give your filled out sheet to Pastor Jim. He gets it to me or tells me about it, and I get the order the food at Aldi's, and you just go pick it up, and it's pretty seamless that way. If you are getting food for someone else, which is totally acceptable, and we encourage that, then we ask that you be the conduit by which they get the food. So you place the order, we get the food there, you pick it up. Much like what Pastor Vic said, you know, you can't get, you know, the door to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Well, the door to groceries is through Jesus Christ as well. So you need to pray with them. You know, pray over them. Make sure that they understand about the Lord and his son. And we've done a really good job of that, but I just want to remind you that that's part of the program. And as a friend of mine, Tom Hill, said when I was explaining the program, he said, well, it sounds to me like it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And I thought it couldn't be said any better than that. It is a hand up to try to help people in a time of need. As I said, it's not long-term help, it's short-term help, but it can be requested more than once. If you're in a tough spot and you want to have groceries for a couple weeks, that's okay. So it's not a one-and-done kind of scenario. And then finally, I want to just talk about the people we've helped. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is, and very important to the people who do get the groceries. So far this year, we've had 13 requests, so about one a week. We helped 8 different families, and it resulted in about 26 or more individuals being helped, and a lot of these individuals are children, which they should never go hungry. The program to date, we've had about 64 requests. We've helped about 27 families, and that's helped over 110 different people. And the amount of money we've spent there is about a little over $5,200. So every request, they get about $100 worth of groceries, which it's pretty incredible what you can get for $100 if you're frugal even today. So I want to thank everyone who has contributed to Love in a Bag. I consider this mission very necessary out there at a time to help people on a short-term basis. I think it is a success, and if you want to donate to it, you can just donate and put in the line food or groceries or Love in a Bag, and Pastor Jim will make sure that he gets it in the right place. So thank you very much. Here's Diane. Talk about young lives.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Diane Sperling, and I'm here to talk about Young Lives and where we are up to date and what our future looks like. But I have to mention St. Patrick's Day, because it was Friday, and a lot of people don't know the story of St. Patrick's Day, and it fits right in with our Mission Sunday. He was born in Britain, and he was sold into slavery as a teenager, and he felt the calling of God. And as a slave, he was a shepherd. And they say that during his 6 years of being in slavery, being a shepherd, he said over 500,000 prayers. So he escaped that. He studied the Word of God. He was eventually called to be a monk or a priest. I can't remember. But he went back to Ireland after he escaped. He went back to Ireland. He was called to go back there, leave his family, go back there. And he completely transformed the country. And at that time, Ireland was full of tyrants. Even Rome was afraid of them. This was during the fall of Rome. They were really lots of bad people and worshiping gods with plural with lowercase g. And he transformed that nation. And then, of course, that transformed that bled right into many countries that surrounded them and into America. So I just want to share that story because it definitely has to do with today. And what a great example for all of us. So anyway, with Young Lives is a Christ-centered ministry, and we mentor pregnant and parenting teens. Our focus right now is on the women, but we will be hoping to start one with the men. I am the committee chair, but I am surrounded by a very large crew of people. We have 6 mentors trained, and we have a total of about 32 people all involved with this mission here in LaPorte County. It's Young Lives LaPorte County. With the training, the mentors were trained in January, and then recently we did a online Zoom training called Red Card Training, and that is where Young Lives Corporate, they have like 140 staff members in Colorado, I think, but part of their, what they offer is a Red Card, which means that as a mentor, you have a phone number to call 24/7, 365 days a year for any needs that you might have in handling any situations with the mentees. So the support by Young Lives is absolutely incredible. And they actually just did one, Emotional Intelligence, it was called. And I missed that one, but I can go back and look at that. But they're just incredible. And the support, never mind the support from this church in getting this off the ground, I'm so thankful for. We created some contact cards for each mentor and myself, and to hand out to people, anyone who wants to be involved with it, or if a mentee, a future mentee, is looking to be a part of our group, then they have someone to contact. Chris Wallace is our top, mentor contact person. She's going to field all the calls when they start coming in, and we'll go from there. Thanks to Kim Sharkey, we have a website and an Instagram account or page. I'm kind of old, so I don't know what you call that. The committee team meets monthly. We also have a QR code for giving. I just want to set this down here. And I want to go back to the Young Lives mentors. They show they care by going where kids are, meeting them as they are, and believing in who they can be. On February 23rd, we had Beth Marr and I had a meeting with Child Protective Services. That was through Cynthia Evans, who works there and hooked us up with that. There were 40 people that we presented Young Lives LaPorte County to. We brought in our Young Lives Stadium cups and filled them with candy. And we showed the video that I've showed here before. It was very moving. We found out in that meeting that there's about 3 young teen, pregnant teens right now in Michigan City that they're working with. That doesn't mean that's all of them, but that's who they're aware of. So we're waiting and praying on that and hoping to hear from these teens so that we can just, you know, become a part of their lives and show them Christ and that may affect just generations to come. At the end of the day, I got a call from Cynthia Evans that said one of the attorneys for CPS who was in the meeting asked for all the names of the and contact people in Indiana, the Young Lives in Indiana, to hook up CPS with those Young Lives in all of Indiana. So that was pretty cool. Let's see here. So another thing coming up is this Thursday, there's a HealthLink is putting on a baby shower, which I'm going to attend, and anyone can attend that with me. I'm hoping to connect with some of the people in the community who are in contact with the teen parents, and I'm hoping there might even be some teen parents there. As I mentioned, I wanted to plant the seed for doing Young Lives Teen Dads. So if there's any, I know there's amazing men in this congregation, Christian men who could help with that and even lead that. So please start thinking about that and praying about that. Or if there's someone in the community that's not in our church that you know of, please start thinking about that. And also to expand to neighboring cities. We're focused here in Michigan City because most of us are from here, but this includes anyone. It's LaPorte County, but if there's someone in Chesterton or anywhere, it doesn't really matter. We want everyone. And I want to take a break here and say that with it being Mission Sunday, besides appreciating all the support from the church, the worship band, hello, that your mission accomplished, because that's what I look forward to the most every single week. I'm bummed when it ends. Look, I'm even trying to dress like Britney, so no. So I wanted to mention that. But I have a different video to show you. It's just a couple minutes, so thank you all, Kayla, for getting that hooked up. I appreciate it.
No one should hear the words that young mothers are hearing about themselves. And while I can't erase them, I'm driven by the opportunity to communicate something different that's actually true.
When I first found out that I was having a baby,
a lot more. It was stressful at first, a lot of sleepless nights.
I was afraid, nervous, but I was just scared, like I was gonna drop out of school and everything.
I think that the first thing that came was fear, just the fear of judgment, disappointing my mom.
I have to worry about a whole nother human being, especially at a young age. It was really different.
Am I gonna be able to reach my goals and the things that I had planned to set out for my life? So it was a very, it was a very traumatic experience in the beginning. I never would have thought God would use that in the ways that he's used it over the years.
Every person at the heart of who we are wants to experience what it feels like to belong, to be accepted, and to be loved. And oftentimes, teen moms are not experiencing that reality.
These women in Young Lives are teen moms, and so they are going through something totally different than other high schoolers are going through. And for those of us who are moms and know what that's like, you just need extra support.
Young Lives wants to go out of our way to make sure that she knows and her child knows and her community knows that she is so important because she was made in the image of God and is loved tremendously.
Sometimes for a teen mom, it's just a shoulder to lean on. It's just an ear to listen to all the drama and the stress and the things that they're carrying in their lives and in their hearts.
Young Lives has a model where you have mentors, so you get to work one-on-one with these girls, walk alongside them. We have play dates a lot. I always go over to her house where we go on walks at the park.
I could come out of my comfort zone and talk to someone that understands.
She just also helps me like further my career, like what I want to go in, or helping me like know what I want to do when I go into college.
It's going into the neighborhood, it's going into their high school and just make them feel like they matter. And that's kind of what's most important, especially to me, for them to know that they matter and that they have a voice and that they are important.
We are getting a chance to see girls finish high school, go to college, become leaders, enter into the opportunity to dream. And that's quite powerful.
It's more than a fun week at camp. It's more than club every once in a while. It is like, it's really every day. It is walking with moms. It's walking with children that there's a God who loves them and cares for them and always will and always will be there.
That seed that was planted years ago has kind of brought me to where I am today, and I'm so very thankful for that.
There is a place for you here. Teen pregnancy is in every community. Get involved in the lives of young parents, and you will be changed, generations will be changed, and our world will be changed.
Yeah, isn't that really sweet? On the back of the contact cards that we have for all the mentors, this is what the girls will be reading. It says, mentors empower teen moms with creation of genuine friendships, healthcare and childcare resource awareness, realizing their life goals, impactful parenting skills, support and love, and trusted mentors 24/7. And what's cool is that each one of these that's listed on here, it spells out Christ all the way down. So Beth came up with that, not me, but I just thought that was really cool. And I also have just a little prayer I'd like to say. If we could bow our heads, please. Dear gracious Father, your love is so crystal clear. Help us to help others to see that crystal clear love. Even though we are not worthy to even speak your name, you somehow entrusted us to go on a mission to tell everyone about you. If anyone is looking for their purpose in life, this is it. Look no further. God, help us to put your request into you every day, to ask you to give us the opportunity to share the good news. Give us the confidence to be your hands and feet and the light of Jesus. In Matthew 5, you say, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
No check presentation.
Amen. Listen, let me just take a couple minutes. We have some others to share, but this is the way it works. You know, Young Lives has its own place to give. All right, so you can give directly there. They have their own 501c3. But, man, I am so blessed with the progress that has been made since we started this. You know, so, Diane, you're doing a fantastic job leading. Yeah, we built a lot of team, but he needed a door to walk through. And so thank you. Also, I want to say this, too. As far as giving to missions, like when you put something towards the missions fund here, just know it goes in a pot, all right? And then we distribute that. So, Harry, we're basically, that's $250 a month that we've committed to. And listen, if we want, whatever you want to give to missions, just put it there, and then we're able to pull from that fund when we recognize that the Love in a Bag ministry is getting low. We can pull from that and put it in there. If there is a disaster, that we're going to talk about the global missions we have going. But we're able to pull from that fund and really make an impact on people. And how many of you feel that this is a good thing for us? Come on, it's amazing, you know? It's amazing. And I'll come up here in just a little bit again. We have a few more things to go through, but I want to bring Joshua Baltzel up and let him talk about our outreach ministry, this basketball ministry.
Dawn, could you come up here, please? You weren't getting out of this one. I wanted her to walk up after me so you could see how marvelously she was dressed. I got up about 10 minutes before we needed to leave. threw some clothes on, and I said, did you do that on purpose? And she said, I got dressed before you did. We're one, amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Lord, I thank you that your presence is, Lord, so solid and apparent here in the house this morning. And, Lord, my hope and prayer for us as a body is that, Lord, what is being testified this morning will inspire the body to get involved and see that there's many things happening, Lord, with your heart in our community. And that, Lord, there's a place one to serve and join in and make a difference, Lord, in our community and in the church. So, Father, I just thank you for you provide every which way. And, Lord, I pray your spirit move continuously this today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hi, I'm Joshua Baltzel. This is my wife, Dawn Baltzel, and we're here on behalf of Crossover Ministry. I could not do this ministry without my wife. And Lord, it's her support. It's her sacrifice to allow me to go, you know, 3 to 4 hours on Saturday night and spend time with the young men of the city that are passionate about playing basketball. Crossover basketball has been in circulation for going on 9 years now. And it's a powerful testimony because it was such a fruitful ministry for all those 8 years. And we really took a hit when COVID had happened and shut the whole ministry down, along with, you know, many churches and ministries. And it's amazing because the church that we run the ministry out of, which is Faith City Church, was the last pastor's, Pastor Bill Barnes, a wonderful man whose heart was just to donate his church to the city. He just wasn't sure on how to do it. But God gave us an idea, and we started Crossover Basketball. And Crossover Basketball is a ministry completely founded on the Word. We founded it on Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, which says, I beseech you, therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, that which is your reasonable service. And it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's exactly what we're doing with our bodies at Crossover, and that's exactly what we're doing with the Word of God. You know, my heart was to do what God did for me through other mighty men, is to go there and share my testimony and how God has placed his love in me and his word in me to help me become a good man, a good husband, I hope, and a good a good father to my children and a good servant to my church and my community. Amen. And that's what we want to see in those men, because when they get that purpose, we'll see them thrive and we'll see our city change. I believe we're raising up mayors and firemen. I'm saying firemen because my godson has started in Crossover when he was 14 years old and is now currently a Michigan City fireman. Amen. Kim, were you able to get the pictures? We got some pictures that we'll bring up with you while I speak. Who's that? Yeah, it's Mr. Philip Verisi. That's what I love about the ministry. We got a lot of men from the church, multicultural. This is important because Crossover is breaking racial boundaries and stereotypes. The men of the church, multicultural, are coming together and volunteering at Crossover and, you know, just making a difference. You know, Phil was running the scoreboard that night. He was keeping a score. We didn't have the scoreboard. I forgot it. And Ricky did too. So, but you know, that's it. We have a lot of ways to provide for these men. That's the men that, you know, hey, you know, you're worshiping the Lord when you get out here and play basketball and use your bodies this way, and you do it with a good heart and attitude. You know, that's something we really emphasize there. Some powerful testimonies. Just like I said, my godson, Kobe, you know, becoming a fireman. I believe he's going to be the mayor of Michigan City one day. You know, something crazy happened last night. I didn't even tell this to Dawn. This was absolutely wild as can be. This is an awesome, awesome testimony. Bless me. We show up to Crossover and we're getting set up. Kobe shows up to the ministry, and right behind him comes 2 carfuls of people, and it's all his family. I mean, women, children, everybody. Crossover is a complete men's ministry only. We'll let mothers come in for when we do the Christmas Eve party, which I'll tell you about, but that's it. So, I mean, he's got the whole family. I'm talking about 15 people coming in. They just kind of shortly greet me, and they go straight for the kitchen. And I'm thinking, you know, Kobe, we didn't even talk about this. What's going on? They got birthday gifts and everything. He's throwing his sons, my godson Kobe, him and his family, he has two children and his woman, and they're throwing a birthday party for his youngest son, his first year old birthday party, and I didn't even know about it. And I'm like, you know, I love you, you know, and then I'm going with the flow. I'm like, okay, man, Pastor Jeff, he hasn't been coming by at all, you know. We're going to just make this happen. You know, do your thing. Get out of here, please. No. But, you know, praise God. Praise God. Scare me even more. 2 minutes later, Pastor Jeff and his wife come in. And I was like, Kobe and his woman and his family have gotten connected with Pastor Jeff, and they're going to his church, and they're dedicating, yeah. You know, that blesses me. We raised Kobe up here in the church, and he was raised up in Crossover. I would love for him to go here, but the fact that he's going somewhere with his family, dedicating his son to the church, man, that's awesome. You know, he comes from a broken home and in a rough situation, and he's really thrived, and I believe that's because of the Word of God and your love and the ministries that we're providing. Also, you know, it's amazing because another testimony last night, two of them, really amazing. We had a special guest come in. This is Shanquan Tank Hemfield. Shanquan started coming to Crossover when he was 14 years old. I don't understand how he got the name Tank because he's about 6'5", 130 pounds. You know, he's just skin and bones. But, man, he just played like an animal. And you could see a special gift in this young man. And, I continuously poured my heart out in him. I do all the men. I pull them off to the side. That's part of the ministry. And I just ask how they're doing, where they're at. What do you believe in God? You know, the Lord's really just moved through me to have a special relationship and favor with these young men. And he's somebody that I poured into. Well, Tank went on to graduate Michigan City High School, play Division II basketball, and then worked himself up from Division II basketball to play Division I college basketball for Green Bay and Drake University. He is now currently playing professionally overseas, getting paid to play basketball, and he was on ESPN Top Plays of the Week, number 7. For a college athlete, you know, a lot of times that's usually the NBA that are getting those highlights, and, man, he's awesome, and he really is a tank now. And he's got such a wonderful heart, you know. He played, that was so cool. I had no idea that he was going to come through last night. He was here for a short visit, but he wanted to come see me and heard about the Crossover and allowed me to honor him in front of the young men. It blessed them so much because every young basketball player's dream is to play in the NBA or play at a professional level with professionals. And for him to come in and be able to say, you're playing basketball with a Division I college basketball player tonight, a professional overseas basketball player, that just lifts those young men up. And then his character on the court, you know, he is not prideful and mean. He played probably at 75% last night, and he still was just dunking and having his way. But I know how he could play. You know, if you ever, you know, you ever get curious, look up Tank Shanquan's Hemfield on YouTube, and his highlights are amazing. I believe he should be in the NBA, and he might, because a lot of overseas players do make it to the NBA. Amen. Oh, God, thanks, honey. My administrative assistant. The last in a powerful testimony, because this is what's happening. Life and ministry really is happening. We do not just play basketball. We come in, and the young men get warmed up, and as soon as I get everything set up, then I sit them down, just like you've seen in that one picture along the wall. And then, man, I share about a 10, 15-minute word through the in the Bible about what it is, and it's always based on what God calls us as men to be and look like. And the wonderful thing is, it's not just me. We got a lot of other men from River of Life and Pastor Jeff and other ministries that come and speak to these young men and share God's word. Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome picture. And that was last night. And we're usually 90% 25 young men every night. I'll let it go a little bit over that with leaders that'll come and just hang out and not play, but we're 25 on the court. I max it out at there because we're only one full court. But like Dawn was saying, the ages are 14 and all the way up. There's no limit. Even the old guys like me and Courtney play, and Carlton gets out there and lets the guys, they're awesome. They're so awesome. I love it. And man, I love it when like we come and then Ricky comes. They love Ricky. These guys, Ricky is like a superstar at Crossover. When he gets on the court, everybody is just cheering for him. It's so awesome. He's just so loving. And I love it because there's so many men, volunteering from the church and in the other churches. The Bible says in Romans, we being many, one body in Christ. And that is alive here in our city. It's our pastor's heart, the church's heart, and other ministries' hearts in the city. And because of it, I'm seeing revival. I see revival at Crossover. These men are hungry for the gospel. Some of them come in some nights just to hear the word and leave. They won't even play basketball. That's awesome. So what we're providing there is amazing. But last night we had a young man that it was really neat and it really blessed me, because when Crossover shut down and I thought maybe that season of my life was done, I just thought it was a transition time to go somewhere else, and it was hard for me because I loved Crossover so much. There was some growing in that time where the Lord was showing me that your identity is not just in this set ministry in this building, but you're a minister wherever you go. And so I said, I kept seeing young men in the community periodically. They always ask about Crossover. So I decided to get a membership at the YMCA. I said, I'm going to go take Crossover to them where they're at. And I'm just going to go love them, at the Y. And I started seeing many men from Crossover at the Y, and even new young men. And I met a new young man that I started playing basketball with and, just being open with my faith. And sure enough, he ended up coming to Crossover. Well, last night he came to Crossover. And, man, he actually hit the game winning shot at the end of the night. It was so awesome, and he was so excited because he's a junior at Michigan City High School. And at the end, his mom came in and, she was standing there with him, and that's not normal. And I just figured she wanted to meet me and see where her son's at and talk to me for a second about that. So I just told her what we do and, glad to meet her. And then she just began to thank me and get emotional, I'm in a really tough place and we're going through a hard time right now. I'm really grateful that my son is here with you. And I began to tell her, well, listen, this is not just for your son, but, we reach out through these young men that we want to help the families too. We want to present love in a bag and the other, whatever we can provide for them, we're all branched together. And I said, so I pulled her to the side where it was just me, her, and her son. And she began to tell me that she's going through a divorce. And, it was a hard time on her son. And he's very quiet. He don't really talk at all. But you see him light up when he plays basketball. Not talking. You could just see joy begin to come into his heart, especially when he hit the game-winning shot last night. And, I was able, so through this ministry, it went past him to his mother, and I was able to pray for her and encourage her and let her know that, she felt alone in this situation. Some of you have been through that, and that God was not mad at her, and, just the Holy Spirit was really able to minister to her. But through this ministry, it runs deep, because it's, and I, just like I tell the young men, this is more than just playing basketball. And that's the heart that I want to put in them, because a lot of them are just locked on a hoop dream, and there's so much more to life than playing basketball. And God will bless that, but he wants to make them more than men that are just, alive on the court, men alive in everything they do. Amen? That's the men we want to be. So.
6 o'clock Faith City. 6 o'clock Faith City. Saturday night.
6 o'clock.
Every Saturday.
She don't say much, but she gets a lot done. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you.
Hey, listen, hold on just a sec, Josh. Listen, anybody that's going to man camp, what time are they meeting here?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock Friday, Central Standard Time. I think we got 20 guys going. And listen, if you want to drive yourself, you have the address where man camp is. If not, call Joshua. He'll give it to you, or Pastor Jim. But that is happening Friday. Amen? This Saturday, no crossover.
I told the young men. They
yeah. Know. Hey, listen, let me say this too. Again, when you give towards LWC missions, you can see we have a lot going on. And so listen, one thing that that will be coming up is every year for, 8 years? We had a Christmas banquet for all the crossover boys. And we use Faith City's kitchen. And man, we need volunteers that will come and get the food ready, cook it, we serve them, they sit down at a table, and then we have gift certificates for them to the Nike store or the Adidas store. And so listen, that's going to be coming up here, you know, come November or December. So just keep your ears open and eyes open and know that whenever you give to Force or LWC missions, these are the things that happen. All right. We are, man, I knew that we were going to cut it close on time today. All right, so listen, let me tell you another mission for the city, and it's something that I started here in the city, and I call it MCCU, Michigan City Churches United. Michigan City Churches United. I meet with probably seven churches, probably about five or so show up every month, And so that is just us churches getting together. That's why it's such a blessing when I hear that Kobe is going to Faith City. And listen, so I want to say another thing about Faith City. We partner with them also with the youth. They have a youth program, and we partner with them. Kim, do you want me to carry this, or you want to come and talk about that? Yeah, so the youth of our city is a citywide youth opportunity. So I want to tell you that when your kids become teenagers, that's where we take them. It's every Wednesday night. It's well established. We're partnering with them. Kim and Alex are there every Wednesday night, and they've been there for years. And so, man, this is unity in the city. Isn't that good? Yeah, so this Michigan City Churches United is really, really important for us. Another thing that's happening is that we're getting together for a Good Friday service, all right? When COVID hit, we weren't able to do that, but we redeveloped that. We're relaunching that this year. So the Good Friday service is going to happen at New Creation. And how many of you know that's on a Friday? Yeah. So listen, we're going to all gather there. We're going to meet there at 7 o'clock in the evening. LWC is going to bring the worship. You're going to meet some other pastors. Everybody has a role to play there. And then I'm going to bring a word, a short word. And then there's going to be a communion time. So listen, this is an opportunity for all of the churches that I've been getting together with to get together in one place at one time. So I want to encourage you to sign up for that, or put it on your calendar. You don't sign up, but just come on out. And then we're looking at having a citywide picnic, an all-church picnic, you know, just trying to get our families together. We'll be taking another group to man camp in the fall, and we're going to bring the other churches involved in that one. So we're excited about what the Lord's doing in all this. Amen? It's good. So when you think about all these things, this is what we're doing in the city. All right, so this is where all of the things that are happening in the city is that we're relaunching the VBS, citywide VBS. All right, so we're playing a key role in that. We have Love in a Bag that is an incredible ministry. And I want to tell you, man, I was called on to get groceries to a young man and his girlfriend. And I was able to be right in their home for three times and just hang with them and pray with them and spend some time with them. And man, I'm telling you, it's a blessing to bring someone groceries and you go into their home and you just love on them and you just pray a blessing over whatever they're going through. All right, so that's happening. Partnering with Harry and the Michigan City Homeless Shelter is a huge blessing. We're involved in that. We got Love in a Bag. We got Young Lives that is happening in LaPorte County here through Diane. Listen, I just want to tell you, it seems like there's a lot going on, but every single one of these leaders are absolutely capable. Come on, these are men and women of God that are absolutely capable. They are running with everything. I'm just giving them platform time. How can I support you? And listen, we can support them financially. We can support them in prayer. We can support them in other ways by getting involved. You know, Joshua would have men come out and just share a testimony at Crossover. While they're up against the wall, you can talk to him about that. There's just a lot of ways to get involved. Listen, The homeless shelter has an application. If you'd like to sign up to serve at the homeless shelter, it's at the Connect Center. If you want more information for Young Lives, it's at the Connect Center. If you know somebody that needs groceries or you need groceries yourself, there's a Love in a Bag application you can fill out and get that to us even today. And we're excited about all these things. Amen? Listen, Pastor Jim, I want you to come up quickly. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have cars come up. We're going to have to hurry. Hang with us, okay? Listen, we are taking an entire service to talk about missions outside this church. Yeah, come on, this is what it's about.
Good morning, everybody. My parents have made a video for you all to update you as to what's going on over there recently. There is a lot recently that's been going on, and if you've been getting their newsletters, then yeah, you're probably aware already. And for those of you who don't know, I'll keep it short, but my parents do live in South Africa. They bring racial reconciliation through Christ to a hurting country after apartheid ended in 1994. So they will be updating you as to what's going on. One thing they don't mention in the video is that my brother is going to be moving back here. He's been living with them over there for about 8 years. So he is going to be moving back April 29th. Yes. So if you could just keep him in your prayers throughout that big transition, I would appreciate it. But thank you to everyone that already supports them as well with your finances or your prayers. We really appreciate you guys. So, all right, here we go.
Hello, Living Way Church. So good to communicate with you, Pastor Vic, Pastor Gail, Pastor Jim, and all of you. Thank you for this opportunity to connect with you via video.
I was recently able to baptize dear friend, close friend, and his wife, Clifford and Ann Wyatt. We met back in 2014. He was really my first friend here in South Africa. And he and his wife approached me asking to be baptized. We performed the baptism in the ocean in front of a whole bunch of beachgoers, which really worked out well. And it was just an absolute joy, privilege to be able to do that. We ask that you keep us in prayer. You know, the visa situation that we find, the renewal process is not always so certain, so we've decided to sell our house and go back to renting just because we don't want to have any problems. If we had to, we don't want to lose that investment if there's ever any problems. So we're going back to renting, but we'd appreciate your prayers as our house is now on the market and we need to sell it.
Just some updates on what we've been doing. Because of the generosity of donors, such as yourselves, we have been able to assist many families with desperately needed food. And that's been a real joy, and we're continuing to do this. Included also is a safe home for children from troubled homes, very, very troubled homes, called Haven of Hope. The lady Elizabeth, who runs this home, often ministers to these children out of her own pocket. So it's a great privilege to have an opportunity to help these children have nutritious meals at this time of development in their lives. Likewise, or separately, we've also been able to distribute Bibles and quality discipleship materials and books. This also brings us a lot of joy. We really value what a good book can do in a person's life, and especially what the scriptures and good teaching can do in a person's life. So that's something we've been very busy with now lately. I've been working with a group to provide for infants and their mothers in the public hospital system. There are reports of newborns even being wrapped in newspaper because not having something better. So this is something that our group is working on, also with providing a midday meal for school children, for whom some of them, that is likely the only meal that they get in the day. You may be aware that we lost one of our dear ministry partners, Mama Olga. She had a stroke early in the year and passed away late January. So this has been very unexpected and painful, and has caused a change in the face of our ministry. But we do ask you just to continue to keep us in prayer, keep Mama Olga's family in prayer as well, and the church that has been meeting in her house for years now. Finally, I'll mention another dear lady. Her name is Michelle. She and her family are newer believers. Presently, she is struggling with anxiety issues and is in the hospital. We're staying in touch with them, and please pray for them as her husband still struggles with alcohol, and this causes additional trouble for the family. But they know they need help. And so, as I said, please keep them in prayer. But thank you for your love. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your support.
Partnering.
And, yeah, we feel mm-hmm. like, you know, in a way you're here with us. And we thank you. God bless you.
And we love you, Kara. You're like sunshine to us.
Hello.
Amen. Well, Father, we do lift up right now Mama Olga's family, Lord, as they're grieving the loss. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the comforter, the God of all comfort. Lord, we also want to pray for the new believer who is struggling with anxiety, whose husband has found escape in alcohol. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would deliver him from alcoholism, and that, Lord, you would deliver her, Lord, from anxiety. And, Lord, I declare peace over them and ask, Lord, that you bring healing to them. Thank you, Lord, for Stephen and Gail, Lord, and Micah, Lord, who serve so well in Africa. We pray blessing on them. We thank you and we praise you that you meet all of their need according to your riches and glory. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, since the video, they did sell their house. So, yeah, that's a good thing. Whew. Pastor Jim, come on up. We got just two more things. Two more things, and then I'll close this up. Okay, this won't take long. This is the global mission. So we had Africa, but we're also giving to a couple other areas that Pastor Jim will talk about. I'm just going to stand up here with you.
All right. So I'll make it quick. But we support Foursquare Missions. We're part, of course, the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. And one of those is Foursquare Missions Press. They've been around for decades, and they distribute Christian materials to the mission field for free. And they have done this right along, and a tremendous resource for the mission field, the global mission field. We supported them. This report, by the way, is last year, just last year. We're giving more than this, really. But this is for 2022. We gave them $1,000. We're on target this year to give them another $1,200 for that good work. And then Foursquare Disaster Relief is right there for people in their worst conditions. We have given to Foursquare Disaster Relief for Ukraine response over almost $6,000 last year. We're on target this year to give them another $1,800. And you'll notice on the form, their Ready Fund from Foursquare Disaster Relief, we gave $1,200 last year, and that's when anything arises like the disaster, the earthquake in Turkey, they're right there helping. And that's what that Ready Fund is for. So we're just so blessed to be part of these global missions, and your dollars are supporting the love of Christ being expressed in very tangible and real and helpful ways. So we're grateful for your support for all these things.
Amen. Amen. So you can see, yeah. Come on, man. You know, we're not a large church, but we're making a large impact, you know, with our prayers and the giving. So you can see all of the total, and this was in 2022. This isn't even counting. We're already at the end of March. But $22,559 of your money has gone to a good thing. Amen. So we want to let you know this is good soil to sow into. And we want to let you know we are all about mission. You know, I mean, every time you come here, every Sunday you come here, I tell you, you're here to get equipped to go out and do something, make a difference in your area of influence. Amen. I want to let you know LWC is doing it locally and globally. Amen. All right. Well, Father, we want to thank you today for what you're doing, how you're using us. Come on, can you just lift up your hands to the Lord? Lord, we offer ourselves to you. Lord, any way that you want to use us, Lord, we want to say yes to. Lord, thank you that you have given us the opportunity to bless financially, Lord, with all kinds of different ways to give. But Lord, we thank you that it's sent with a lot of love, a lot of prayer, and a lot of sincerity. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that every dollar that is sent, Lord, that, Lord, it would impact people for the kingdom of God, that it would encourage them that you are providing, that you're meeting their need. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this message. If you are looking for a home church, we would love to see you here at Living Way. Please visit Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You will find us at 2410 Duneland Beach Drive, Michigan City, Indiana, or view us on the web at myrealchurch.com.